Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, a lot of times you miss the forest for the trees. And now they're admitting, oh, it's illegal to have troops spying on the American people, and it's illegal to have the NSA doing it. The NSA's been doing this for decades, admittedly. That came out in churches' committees. It's funny, I was talking about it the other day, and folks have gone and grabbed all the quotes where he did go public with it. But now, I've not forgotten about all the places I've been. I mean, in America, in little towns and big cities where I've had troops detain us, or troops come over and aim guns at us, or troops get in our faces. And one time, of course, we didn't get the footage because they took it away from us, and that was in the news. They admitted they erased the tape. So technically, they didn't take the tape away. They just erased it. So, that's the kind of stuff they do. And you're like, well, what did you have on tape? Nothing. Them. Just not even running an operation. It was the day after the operation down in San Antonio. They were real mad that I had the police chief saying they tried to bribe him and that he kicked him out and they'd come into town anyways. And they were just real angry about it. And, you know, I mean, it was these guys in plain clothes pointing at us, getting real mad. All of a sudden, these big MPs come running over. You know, give us that camera. And Hansen starts arguing with them. So, the firearms come out. And you know, this is America, folks, and they can't wait. Like, most of these people, I'm going to be frank with you. I mean, you know how dumb the general public is, or dumbed down, or ignorant. Well, just imagine the military. I mean, they'll do whatever they tell them. We don't like confiscating the guns in New Orleans, but we'll do it. And I'm not trying to be mean, folks, but, I mean, the founding fathers are spinning in their graves. And, all of this is happening. All of this is going on. We got Dr. Dennis Cuddy coming up here after this quick break, and I want to get into his book, Cover Up, Government Spin or Truth, some of the things that he covered in that. And Dr. Dennis Cuddy, historian and political analyst, received a Ph.D. from the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Major American history, minor political science. Dr. Cuddy has taught at the university level, has been a political and economic risk analyst, an international consulting firm, and has been a senior associate with the U.S. Department of Education. He has also testified before members of the Congress on behalf of the U.S. Department of Justice. Dr. Cuddy has authored or edited 17 books and booklets and written hundreds of articles appearing in newspapers, including the Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, USA Today. He's been a guest on numerous radio talk shows in various parts of the country, such as ABC Radio in New York, and has also been a guest on the national television program USA Today and CBS News Watch. And he will join us. He's been here with us many times, coming up in the next segment. And I want to get in to these claims of executive power. I mean, where this new Supreme Court justice, or the guy they're nominating, says Bush is above the law in memos, and now he's trying to say he didn't say that. And just the nature of this other Bush administration official, I want to know if he's aware of it, but this U character saying, yes, the president can kidnap people's children. He was asked, you know, you've written, Mr. U, that they can grab them, torture small children in front of their parents, and even crush their genitalia. I don't want to get into more graphic, Nate. And he says, yeah, the president has that power if he wants to. And everybody knows the president doesn't have the power, you know, that Nero claimed he had to strangle a small child for his enjoyment every morning, in Rome. But, I mean, Hitler didn't have the power to send people to firing squads for no reason, just because they were a certain group of people. They do not have this power. That is, I mean, in 1215, the king learned that in England at Runnymede. So we'll come back and talk to Dr. Dennis Cuddy for 55 minutes, and then we got Pastor Butch Paul coming on with us in the third hour. We talk about rendering unto Caesar and how they've taken over the churches and all these false doctrines for people that think they're following the Bible out there, that think the Bible says that. I mean, I've actually heard them say George Bush may be Jesus. I mean, they really go, he actually has the Lord in him. He's like a disciple, or he may even be like kind of like God. It's blasphemous. And so we'll talk about some of this mental illness with Pastor Butch coming up as well. But Dr. Dennis Cuddy on the other side. And yes, we carry his book, Cover Up, Government Spin or Truth. We've got it linked up on the main page of Infowars.com right now. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We'll also tell you about some of the websites and news services that Dr. Cuddy writes for, so you can go find those online and read those to your heart's content. There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we got our guest till the end of the hour, so I don't want to spend all day on this. But out of the gates, I want to get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's comments on one of the little creatures that was at the same level as our current Attorney General as a White House counsel. And they say that other than Gonzalez as a counsel, John Yoo was the individual he listened to most, obviously. And Yoo wrote that genocide is acceptable. He actually wrote that. And he wrote that they can torture a small child and crush their genitals. Their testicles is the exact thing in front of the parents. And he was asked that at a big University of Chicago debate with a Notre Dame professor that they were debating. That he was debating, and he said yes. And that's what Alberto Gonzalez said. He said, we can torture them until they die, and if we don't call it torture, then it's not murder. So, I mean, that's like mental illness. You're like a psychopath going, now I'm going to free your soul, and then slitting someone's throat. Look at your happiness spill out. I'm loving you. Well, you still, and see, that's what psychopaths do, though. They go, I'm not killing you. I'm loving you. You know, they just change it. They just change what, this is, I mean, I took a few courses in criminology. I don't claim to be some expert in it, but I've probably read about, I'm a big reader. I've probably read about 30 books on it. I mean, real textbooks on it, not just little crime and murder, you know, criminology garbage. I mean, I really tried to get into it. Well, you've heard the guest over the years. We've interviewed a lot of them here, a lot of top psychologists and psychiatrists and sociologists as well, and then police investigators, detectives, FBI. I mean, this is classic crazy behavior. It's like Karl Rove telling the New York Times, we control reality, and we'll change reality tomorrow. It's almost like a sickness elites get. But enough about that. I want to get just out of the gates Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, of course, works at the Department of Education. He's written for Washington Post, USA Today. The Globalists tried to recruit him. He has a degree, PhD, in American history and political science. And we're honored to have this author and researcher on with us. Dr. Cuddy, there's so much happening. I mean, it's mind-blowing.
You're right. The way they get around things, and President Bush gets around saying we're not torturing, is they simply redefine it. They don't consider waterboarding, for example, as torture. They just redefine the word torture and then say, well, we're not doing it. And then, of course, if you try and find out what's going on in the secret CIA prisons around the world, well, you know, that's classified. We can't talk about that, and so on. And you're also right when you said, Derek, you're going to be on later with Pastor Butch about mental illness. That's one of the things that the Bush's New Freedom Commission, note the term freedom, wants to do is check out your possible mental illness, you, me, and everybody else. That's why they formed this commission. And at the same time, they funded a National Science Foundation, a National Institute of Mental Health study, at over $1 million. They determined, these experts at Johns Hopkins and UCLA and so forth, that if you have certain dogmatic ways or dogmatic beliefs, then you might have a mental illness problem and need some treatment.
Well, it's the Soviet Union. I mean, it's that classical model. Most of the time in China today, when they grab you for, quote, re-education, they do it with top scientists, government officials, you name it, police. He's going away for a few years for mental illness. He'll come back though, and he'll be okay then.
Yeah, that's a little book out about 40 years ago. They had a movie on it called The Children's Story, where they do this. This woman comes in and she's got her like green uniform and she's the new teacher, and she does a psyops on the kids. The kids are all sitting there and they're going along with her psyops as to what they should do for this new future, this new world, brave new world of the future. And one little child, you know, he sort of objects to this. And he says, where's my dad? Well, he's gone off for re-education. All the children, do you like the American flag? Oh, yes. Well, wouldn't it be nice if we cut it up in little pieces so that you could have, each of you, a little piece of it? And the kids are all, this is great, except for this one kid. And, of course, you know, he's going to get his in the end.
You know, Dr. Cuddy, I mean, you're a political scientist. I mean, and we've had other political scientists on, Paul Craig Roberts, Morgan Reynolds. I mean, I had two CIA guys on last week. They had to admit, now this NSA individual's blowing the whistle. You read what Frank Church said about a total dictatorship with the NSA. I mean, this is the classical re-education mass mind control, but it's not being done in sports stadiums. With movie screens, it's being done with the TV and the sports and the culture. And then the globalists even brag that they're mind-controlling us. I mean, I don't think the average listener, even though they may be on board with us, realizes this is actually stated, is it not?
Yeah, it's across the board. You have the way prepared. There are what I would call probes of the American psyche. Terri Schiavo was a probe. She wasn't the worst case of the first, but she was a probe to see what the American people would be willing to accept.
Trial balloon conditioning mechanism.
Yeah, that's
so
right.
Isn't there a trial balloon, though, when they constantly go, yeah, torturing kids is good, and then simultaneously every drama is CIA torturing small children in front of their parents, but it's to stop the nuke going off. So, see, they're mass-changing our worldview.
Well, not only that, they test in advance. If you recall, right after 9/11, there were two surveys. Too quick for my comfort. That very afternoon, ABC, Washington Post came out with a poll and said found that two-thirds of the American public would be willing to give up some of their freedoms in order to have safety and security. But there was a second poll, and it says, do you think torture would be okay? And roughly two-thirds said, sure, you know, if it would save my life, the life of Americans, torture is acceptable.
And that's what mind control does, is it tries to make the changes right when the trauma has just happened. Because they say the trauma in mind control unfreezes the hardened parameters of your worldview and your moral compass. Then as it's unfrozen, they then try to change its form.
It goes back to Tavistock, which is a British sort of intelligence, psyops outfit, among other things. And they would develop, let's say, the theory of social turbulence, where people go into psychological retreat. They found if you confront them with crises. And so what they did, they hooked up with an outfit that was partly founded by the NEA, National Education Association. It was called National Training Laboratories. And the NTL came out in 62 with a book called Issues in Human Relations Training, where they said their sensitivity training, they always give it a nice name, was, quote, brainwashing, quote. They said that flat out. And it had to do with unfreezing. They specifically said, we'll unfreeze values, change them, refreeze them, and this will be brainwashing. And we'll do that in the schools and in society at large.
And brainwashing's simple, folks. Your hero isn't George Washington or Andrew Jackson anymore. Your hero is now some football player. Not attacking the football player. The point is, they had simple mind control at the most base level is who your heroes are, because then you're going to model yourself after them and spend all your time becoming educated on that. They don't care if you know all about football scores. They do care if you know about your Bill of Rights.
Absolutely. And the whistleblower you were talking about, he was on, I think it was Nightline last night with Brian Ross, saying exactly that. He says, well, looks like we'll have to wipe away the Bill of Rights if the American people are going to accept this eavesdropping and surveillance without court authority. And then in terms of the Middle East, Bush said, didn't he say God spoke to him and told him to invade Iraq? I think he said that over and when he was visiting the Middle East. He said, God told me to do this.
Now, that's total manipulation. Of course, we know who his God really is from all of your extensive study, Dr. Cuddy, and working at high levels at in the federal government. Who is his God?
Well, he would say the God of the Bible. However, he also says that's the same God as the Muslims have, and he does a lot of things I don't consider very Christian. He flashes that middle finger a lot, uses foul language, says he likes Ozzy Osbourne and all of the nasty things that he's done. So I would not consider him a traditional Christian at all.
Well, he also goes to Skull and Bones of Bohemian Grove. I mean, that's admitted, and mainstream news admits they bus in gay porn stars and run around drunk naked. And when I was there for the one day, what was on the itinerary, what I'd heard, you know, for that one day was absolutely true. I mean, worshiping an old Canaanite god Dr. Cuddy, almost specifically before we get into all these other issues, I want to get your take, though, on their mindsets. I mean, when they're openly going, yeah, I think we can torture children and crush their genitalia, I mean, that is just, what's going to come next if they're already to that level?
Well, you sort of follow the bouncing ball. The Terri Schiavo thing, for example, was part of a long plan that I wrote about called the Aletheia Report, which mapped out year by year by year what they would do, how they would get to that level, and the American public accepting it. Same thing with an invasion of Iraq. You know, they do these test groups, trial balloons, as you said, to find out what we'll accept. Okay, so now we've accepted abortion, but we've accepted euthanasia, we've accepted eugenics, we've accepted infanticide. I mean, it's going on in hospitals all over the place. We're now at the stage of accepting, in other terms, a one world currency. They've got us pretty much ready to accept anything if the right crisis comes along.
Exactly. It seems like we've reached what they call a jump point, you know, a major leap, because now the transponders are going in. Now the mass toll roads are going in. Now they're admitting they're tracking our cell phones. Now they're admitting everything. Now they're saying torture's good. Now they're admitting there's some camps for our safety.
And in fact, the former FBI agent Dan Smoot, about 50 years ago, one of his newsletters mentioned that may be what they were buying up all that territory in Alaska for. He says they don't need that much territory just for 400 mental patients in Alaska back in the 50s, so he was suspicious back then about what they were going to do with us.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, we have hearings from the 80s in the open Senate where they're admitting they've built camps, and then the head chairman says shut up to Brooks, Congressman Jack Brooks, in that joint session of the House and the Senate. That joint committee meeting, I should be accurate. So, I mean, I don't think people understand that they've been slowly building towards this goal, and that's really the nature of the New World Order that the average person can't figure out, is they've got us all playing on a month-to-month or paycheck-to-paycheck time board. They're playing on a 100-year map, aren't they?
Yeah, but they have, it's getting close, and I'll get to that in a second. In a way, as you said, to cut off Jack Brooks. But Henry Gonzalez later said, yeah, they do have these plans. The timetable is 2018 for the new global currency called the Phoenix, and then 2025 for the global religion according to Alice Bailey's plan.
But on the road to that, I mean, it's just, I want to get your take when we get back. When will the mass extermination begin? I mean, we know that's their stated goal. When does that happen? We'll be right back.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaserMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns.
Dr. Dennis Cuddy, I mean, the New World Order Master Plan, controlled by these big central banking elites out of Europe. Every time I turn around, it's population reduction, one-child policy. China's their model. They openly say they want to reduce this from 80 to 95%. They admit they want to build these big, massive inner-city control grids. I mean, already they're engaging in extermination through the vaccines and the foods and the things we've caught them doing in Africa and Asia. That's, you know, Henry Kissinger documents about sterilize half your women or you won't get any IMF or World Bank money. But here in the Western world, worldwide, I mean, what do you see happening?
Well, it's different things for different places. As you said, there's AIDS in Africa. Bird flu will pop up with a pandemic in Asia. The National Security Memorandum 200 that you mentioned about Kissinger in terms of aid, unless you allow us to have population control. The ultimate goal, as you said, Sam Keane at the first Gorbachev conference, 95, said we need a reduction of 90% of the world's population. All the elitists there were clapping like mad. They thought that was great. And Jacques Cousteau with his 300, 350,000 a day need to be eliminated. In the West, what's most likely, and you get sort of a sense of it from if President Bush, for example, was really serious about terrorism, he would have closed the borders. So my guess is you might have a nuclear device slip in from the South. It probably, and I've written about this in a column called Babylon Has Fallen, would be a large place, New York City perhaps. It's right out of the book of Revelation. And when that type of thing happens, then Tommy Franks, General Franks' comment in Cigar Aficionado kicks in that Americans will accept a military dictatorship. Of course, you have to have the gun confiscation, so they've been doing military exercises already for decades. And that Marine survey, remember, 25% of the Marines said they'd be willing to shoot somebody, an American who doesn't...
I videotaped them training to do it 7 years ago.
Right, and what happens is, in case there are some American soldiers who won't do that, there was a 1952 map by a world government group showing what nations would be policing other nations when the New World Order came.
And now that exact map is this troop-sharing deal they've had.
I said at that time we would be in Kazakhstan and all those stands where we are, Yugoslavia where we are, Australia where we are, so on. And it said in the Southwest what would happen would be Chinese troops, and we already see them coming by Costco into Long Beach, taking over that port and other places. And then Russians would be in the Southeast of the U.S. where they already are, been doing military training at Fort Polk, Fort Riley, and in the state where I am in North Carolina, they helped arrest some people.
Yeah, this is all an official plan, folks.
And as you said, the plan goes back a long time. The British Fabians, Wells, H.G. Wells, George Bernard Shaw, Bertrand Russell, all of them said we need to kill people. Russell said we need a black death, bacteriological warfare. And what did President Bush recently allow to happen? There was a release less than 3 years after the war began of Dr. Death and Dr. Germ, those two women. Over in Iraq. Now, why would you do that? And why wouldn't you close the southern border with the U.S. if the Mexican officials, as they have already said, some Al-Qaeda members have been slipping across the border? And so we're being set up. My guess is it'll probably be some sort of nuke in the U.S., as I said, New York City. But it's part, you really, those are crises. And the American public, yes, they do respond to crises, but you have to set the framework for the crisis. And so, if I might, for just a few minutes, I want to get into something which will connect exactly with what you're saying. And at first, it doesn't seem that way, but what you have to remember is years ago, Kissinger, who was a protege of David Rockefeller, was with the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and in the 50s, they issued a document saying that we're going to have this, quote, new world order. They used that term, and he said it wouldn't just be social, economic, political, it would be spiritual as well. So what they have to do is condition the public spiritually. Now, how do you do that? You don't have an assault, you know, down with Christianity, down with Judaism, you know, down with the Ten Commandments. You set the groundwork until now. And so now you see the assault, and I'll have to explain this as to what's happening. There is a big court case recently in Texas, and they're also trying to mandate this legislatively in Alabama, a textbook called The Bible and Its Influence. And it's by the Bible Literacy Project. And what I found is this is largely a communitarian effort, which is global. After the break, we can get back.
Yeah, stay there. And communitarian in dictionaries 20 years ago said one who promotes communist systems of government. Now it says a loving person who helps everyone. But George Bush says he is a communitarian. And again, folks, communism is a fable. It is a manufactured false system created by the big banks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You don't love me anymore? You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me, change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just gonna give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR1.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Generation to generation would keep power and control. What do universities do generation to generation? It's a system. What do, you know, there have been 500 year plus imperial dynasties of royal families, and that's all the globalists are. They've just gotten very good at hiding their wealth, not engaging in a conspicuous consumption, like the robber barons would do 110 years ago, you know, riding around with 6 white horses pulling their golden, you know, their golden carriages around New York City. The only people that do that today are the Saudi princes, and they're low-level nothings compared to the real elite, and they're about to lose their country because of it. And the globalists are just pure evil, folks. I mean, imagine how evil they've got to be and cunning to keep this power generation after generation. And they learned how to have wars and play each other, you know, off against others. I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and off the secure online shopping cart, get Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Cover Up, Government Spin or Truth. And it's just an amazing book that gets into a whole bunch of different issues. And we'll ask him to describe what's in the book for you here in just a few minutes. Also, we're running a lot of new specials. We're also running a lot of the same specials that we had before New Year's rolled around. We've got the deal where you get my new film, Order of Death, and on the same DVD, get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, the new updated edition, on the same DVD. We also have my new film, Martial Law, 911, Rise of the Police State, 3 hours long, three separate films on one film. It's the police state developments, you know, the troops following us, taking video, the New York police, the sound cannons, the tracking grids, the surveillance blimps, and then an hour plus on 9/11 and how the globalists carried it out and why and all the evidence and how they did it. It's conclusive. And then an hour on the globalist master plan and the Bohemian Grove and the confrontation with David Gergen and the Nazi connections and all of it. It's such an important video. And it's very effective, waking a lot of people up. I think it's my best work. There's the good old classic, 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. There's the police state films. There's all the other books and videos we're carrying. We're carrying a lot of other great new books and videos right now. So go to InfoWars.com and order via the safe, secure online shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com, or simply call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or you can just write to me. They can answer all your questions about the prices and what the films cover and the other books and stuff we carry when you call 1-888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Austin, Texas, 78704. Dr. Cuddy, it's been about a year since I read Cover Up, but you get into the documents, their plan, you get into just so many different things in this book. You're the author, you can sum it up better because it covers so much. What does, Cover Up really get into?
Three basic areas, 9/11, why it happened, how it could have been easily prevented. I filed a Freedom of Information request also to see if the same top-level people at the Pentagon who met with General Mahmoud Ahmad, Pakistani intelligence, who had the 100,000 wired to Mohammed Atta, if they're the same top Pentagon officials who the day before 9/11 suddenly canceled their travel plans for the next morning, the morning of 9/11. I'm waiting. I've got an indication about one of them. The others I'm waiting on. In terms of Iraq, it gets into that. Remember, this book came out just as the war was beginning. Now, there's been an update after that. But as the war was beginning, I noticed that recently Paul Bremer, the first individual just a month after the first one got bumped, to control the coalition government over there, has just come out with a book, and he was with Brian Williams of NBC on TV the other night, and they were both nodding their head up and down about no one could see the insurgency coming. Well, in this book that came out just as the war was beginning, I put in there the comment of exiled Iraqi Lieutenant General Tawfiq al-Yassiri saying exactly what was coming, the insurgency. They were going to take off the uniforms. They were going underground, the 300,000, 400,000. There would be the exact insurgency we've had, but nobody in the Bush administration would listen to that.
But actually, the Israelis in 83 said they want three or four regions, that they want it all broken up and in civil war. I mean, that's the imperial model.
The Hashemite Kingdom is what the goal was, to reestablish it with a permanent military presence, as Project for the New American Century said, in that region, because if the world government is, the world socialist government is going to be linked up by economic regions, you had to get rid of Milosevic in Europe to have that southern part open so Germany and et cetera could come down into the Mediterranean to trade with that region. You needed a stable Middle East region. Saddam had to go, among other things, oil and so forth, for that region. In the East, you had to get rid of the Taliban because UNICAL consultant Khalilzad, who's now the envoy and ambassador.
Well, actually, their president was an executive. Karzai.
Karzai was a UNICAL executive, and Khalilzad was also a UNICAL consultant. He's now the ambassador to Iraq. He was the envoy to Afghanistan and Iraq before he became ambassador there. But anyway, the Taliban, wouldn't go along with the pipeline coming down from the Caspian region through Afghanistan down to India.
And they said carpet of bombs or carpet of gold, or actually backwards, carpet of gold, carpet of bombs. And then Bush, of course, had the launch orders to attack Afghanistan on his desk 2 days before the attack.
Right, and the reason is, according to Brzezinski, who always sort of forecast all this stuff in his grand chessboard, he says that there may be this Muslim backlash, but who cares? We will manipulate people and so forth. And he's one of those who was at that same Sam Keane speech at the first Gorbachev conference. And Brzezinski says, we're going to have a world government, but we'll do it by regions first. And they will link up the regions. And so that's how that will happen.
Now, well, it's like this. The U.S. is already signing hundreds of agreements with the EU, that's signing them with the Asian Union. And the African Union is already operating under these IMF and World Bank and WTO guidelines. And then they sign a deal to, you know, build the NAFTA highway right through Texas up into Minnesota, down into Mexico, and it's all official, and the company out of Spain's going to run it, and half of the money from the tickets that they give you with the new point system openly goes to this foreign company. I mean, it's a hellish system. I mean, I'm actually now, when you get a ticket, folks, you're paying a tax to a Spanish company. I mean, and they're even going to enforce it. Dr. Cuddy, for those that are just tuning in, describe what the New World Order is for people and what their total goals are, and then give us some ideas about how to beat it.
Well, Spain is important because that's where Javier Solana came from, and he was put in there by Clinton and Strobe Talbot and Richard Gardner, the Three Roads Scholars.
Well, there's also the king over there.
Juan Carlos, right.
Yeah, he's a big globalist.
Right. The ultimate goal is the world government, world socialist government, put together by economic regions, but it will include spirituality as well, which I want to get into in a minute. The way they do this is a dialectical process through a series of crises, economic, political, warfare, whatever. And that's the way they condition the people to go along with these things. As you said before, and as I said, that the public is psychologically prepared. Rock music didn't just happen. James Bond didn't just happen. It was to condition the public to accept immorality while, you know, the brave hero does whatever. Brokeback Mountain today is not by accident. This is another probe to see what the American public will be willing to get up to put up with. Your elite controls it. That's what you said. An example of the dynasty that you mentioned would be Nelson Rockefeller has a son, Stephen Rockefeller. He writes the Earth Charter for Gorbachev and Maurice Strong. His son, Stephen Rockefeller Jr., is now with the Soros Group and with Deutsche Bank and so forth. The dynasty continues. David Rockefeller, also part of this, has been chairman of the CFR, set up the Trilateral Commission, and so on. They'll use these organizations to accomplish the objectives, and the strategy is, through the dialectical process, they would say, let's say Rhodes Scholar Dean Rusk has Lincoln Bloomfield, CFR member, write a document, 62, in which he says if the communist threat were greatly abated, the West would lose whatever incentive it has for world government. So you have to have the Soviet Union, but if the Soviet Union collapses, you've got to have a new threat. That's Chinese communists. So we fund them, right, build up their military machine so that they are now a threat. All right, how do you prepare the American public? Well, you have George Bush come in, pardon me, and Karl Rove says this is a communitarian effort. He says Rove introduces communitarianism to Bush in the Washington Post. Then Bush gets up with Teddy Kennedy and has an education bill, No Child Left Behind, which virtually wipes out local control of education. Andrew Card comes along on Fox News Sunday and says, I believe supply-side and Keynesian economics is,
and they also pay off a bunch of reporters to go push all these programs.
I mean,
we have the government openly just paying reporters to go say they love it.
Right, that's not only Operation Mockingbird in the 40s, but during the 60s, Katharine Graham with the Washington Post is part of this. What they do is the CIA guys, Felker is his name, he gets Gloria Steinem, promotes her. They established the CIA, the feminist movement, to undercut the values of the country.
See? And then she even writes that in a book. I mean, people, this is not a secret. I mean, the whole feminist movement was just to get women in the factories to be slaves, too, to make sure there's no women at home to raise the kids so the state can do it. They openly have documents saying this.
And the point is it's a CIA effort, just like the CIA had Eli Lilly Pharmaceuticals make up a batch of LSD, and then you give it to Timothy Leary, and Timothy Leary goes through all the
colleges. By the way, the father of LSD turned 100 today, and that's all publicly admitted that the government went around. And then when Leary died, it came out that he was FBI, CIA. Go ahead.
So all of this isn't by accident. And now the communitarian effort is to establish common values, a set of shared values. And if I might, just for a minute, let me whiz through this. What's happened is this textbook, Bible and Its Influence, Bible Literacy Project, is being pushed in all of the public schools, big court case in Texas, legislature in Alabama. And it really is insidious in that it asks students such things as, if God allows evil things to happen, can God honestly be described as good? So you undermine the students' belief.
And then even Christians push it like, oh, see, it's literature. We're going to let the Bible be taught now. How's that sound? And then they create a whole false doctrine and demonize it.
Right, a false doctrine. And you get students to question it. That's what the humanists said. I've written about that. They said we'll get the students to critically think, question their values of their parents. The rock musician said we want a revolution, a generation gap, and so on. And so what I did is I find out who these people were, and about half of them on the advisory board of the Bible Literacy Project are communitarians. And they, a couple of them and a board of directors member had signed this document which said, basically, if you believe in Second Amendment rights for an individual, you're a gunslinger, and that the Second Amendment really doesn't mean that. And so it plays into a larger effort, which I mentioned about the Earth Charter, drafted by Stephen Rockefeller, and that's largely a communitarian effort as well. Now, your listeners say, oh, well, these flaky one-worlders, what can they do? What you got to remember is that the Earth Charter says we're going to have socialism, we're going to have the Equal Rights Amendment, we're going to have school to work and change your values, we're going to adopt all sort of reproduction population control, and listen to this, wherever you are listening to this show, your mayor is probably a member of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. All right. In 2001, they actually endorsed this stuff. They endorsed the Earth Charter, its principles.
Well, that's all part of Agenda 21. And for those who don't understand, there's federal grants that follow the U.N. orders, because the U.N. is a body that has its own documents and agendas written up by these large private organizations, the CFR, the Trilateral Commission. These groups openly, you know, get on C-SPAN and brag about their world government. They write up the policy, and that's why Texas comes out with a point system to, on top of the ticket, you know, you get a point system for driving, and then that goes to a foreign company, which is an international tax, you know, it's the same thing. Like, the exact same zoning rules about you can't build on your land are passed all over the country through federal grants at the same time.
That's right. And to condition the people, you don't just have this charter, which Gorbachev and the rest of them, Maurice Strong, who's Kofi Annan's right-hand man, are trying to get into international law. You have these summits. So a couple of months ago, there were summits held in Chicago, San Diego, Dallas, Atlanta, and so forth, around the world too, Canada, India, Belgium, and so on, to see how they can implement this stuff. And so coordinating with that, you had Clinton and Gorbachev.
And all these big people brainstorm and go, hey, you'll get even more money, you'll move up the chain if you can implement. They even have contests locally who can implement faster.
Right. And so they met at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce a couple of months ago. And right there, Gorbachev is making a speech. He says, we're going to have this new world order, he says, going to be international law. Clinton comes along right after with and says, I agree, I support the analysis of the world events and prescription that Gorbachev gave. And then he says, we live in an interdependent world. And he says, we can accomplish all this with any people of any faith, as long as no one faith says it has the absolute truth. Well, you know, out goes, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
So then you can have your religion as long as you believe Lucifer's good, too.
Right. And so what Gorbachev and Strong said is that they want this Earth Charter to be like a Ten Commandments, a Sermon on the Mount, a new Ten Commandments. That's why I said earlier, that's why it's now that the assault on the Ten Commandments, not back in the 60s with school prayer and so forth, but now. Because if you're going to have a new Ten Commandments for Mother Earth, you have to wipe out the old Ten Commandments. That's why what you find is that while the ACLU and other groups are having these lawsuits against the Ten Commandments on public property, they're not touching the pagan goddess Themis, who was in all the courts across the land. She's the one with the blindfold on and scale, and scales in her hand. She's supposedly the daughter of Uranus and Mother Gaia.
And by the way, the globalists all worship, you know, the dominant strain of worshipers are goddess worshipers, from Athena to Diana to Eulogia. They all have their goddess.
Right. The Skull and Bones are Eulogia. Jean Houston is Athena. And you'll find them on state seals all over the place, Ceres and Minerva. Demeter for $75,000 taxpayer money in Annapolis.
That's like Paramount. That's the goddess with the torch in her hand.
Right. And Quetzalcoatl for $500,000 taxpayer money in San Jose. Vulcans in Birmingham. You go in the Library of Congress, there's Neptune. And when you go in the front door of UN in New York City, what do you see? Big statue of Zeus, the god of war. And the UN Environment Program has what they call an Earth Day Sabbath. They have a Sabbath newsletter where kids are, you know, approaching the gods.
Now, Zeus is Jupiter. You mean Mars is war, or maybe I'm getting the two mixed up. Because
Zeus is the Greek god of war.
Yeah.
Zeus. Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's over both, isn't he?
Yeah. But
and then I guess with Rome, then Mars, I get them all confused.
Right. But Mars is Rome, yeah. So what they're doing is setting the stage for this New Age pagan spirituality, wiping out the Ten Commandments because they know that you know, nothing can be left. It's not just social, economic, and political. And as I said, they have the Lords of the Universe and all of these Sabbath programs at the UN. So there's a spiritual element. Remember, your mayor has probably endorsed this wherever you're listening.
Oh, they have local UN chapters, and in the city of Austin has signed UN agreements. So is Houston. Be right back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy, final segment. I tell you, this just blasted past like it always does, and we're honored to always have our friend with us, InfoWars.com, InfoWars.net.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and family to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The globalists have got control of the world's resources, but they don't have control of your mind and everything you do. So, being lustful control freaks, they're trying to do it. But Dr. Cuddy, from all your research, aren't they destined to fail?
Ultimately, but there's a major crisis before then. I mean, in Revelations, you know, you've got the Babylon is burning and there's only a remnant left and there's persecution all over the place.
And, you know, they really believe in all that, too. I mean, they're into it.
And they're playing certain Christians to fulfill it. They actually have them saying, yeah, you know, the end times, great. You know, we're here. Bring it on. Because it gets into the whole question of rapture or not and so on. But as I said, watch out for those two things. The Earth Charter was endorsed as final version at UNESCO. We have recently, under Bush, rejoined UNESCO on October 1 of 2003.
And that's supposedly conservative.
And watch wherever you are. The U.S. Conference of Mayors has endorsed this. And watch for that Bible and its Influence textbook by the Bible Literacy Project. It's largely a communitarian effort. Wherever you are listening to this program.
Absolutely. Let's take a call or two. Pete in Missouri. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, I have to agree with Dr. Cuddy. I think behind all of this, you have a spiritual blindness.
Right.
You have people right now. I'm in my 50s, but I think the kids, the contemporaries of my 16-year-old son, and they just don't question, and they just have no concept that of...
It is a great delusion. It really is blindness, because you go, hey, the Bush administration official in front of thousands of people said they can torture children and crush their body parts in front of their parents, and they go, well, that's good, yeah.
Go to the 501c subchapter 3 churches, and it's pray for our leaders, but if you're going to pray for these people, pray that their consciences be reactivated, because that way either they become useless to their New World Order bosses, or they will harden their hearts and become reprobate and become a loose cannon. And again, either way, they're out of the picture.
Well, Pete, you talk about a lot of blind people out there, figuratively, but aren't you seeing a lot of people that are also starting to wake up who wouldn't listen in the past?
That's true, and I do pass out your videos and what have you. Sometimes I get positive results. The neocon types, of course, are the most difficult. I have a VHS I want to get to you, something I captured off of CNN the other day, yesterday, as a matter of fact, in the morning, where they talked about the DNA database over in Great Britain. And it was like a big joke. They were laughing about how it was going to be used to send ticket people or jail people caught spitting on the sidewalk.
Listen. They're talking about taking your house if you spit on the sidewalk. Now, Dr. Cuddy, have you heard about that, where the most petty of things you go to jail for, but then like really hardcore crimes, they let you out?
I heard about that, and what you said and what the caller said about spiritual blindness and delusion and the choice, you know, if you wake up and so on, like you said, Americans are. The globalists have that plan for that. Remember this mental health issue where they redefine it, and if you have dogmatic
beliefs, you're mentally ill. You think the government's bad.
Yeah, if you talk about the New World Order, you're paranoid, right? Paranoia is a mental illness, and you need treatment. Remember, and you'll say, oh, they'll never get me for that. Well, remember, Section 802 of the Patriot Act, which they've extended and they want to do permanently, says a domestic terrorist is someone who tries to coerce or intimidate any public official into changing public policy. So if you are for or against, let's say, gun control, abortion, whatever, and tell your legislator you're going to vote them out of office if they don't do what you want, could that be domestic terrorism?
Well, anybody that doubts that, I'll give you another 5 minutes when you get Pastor Butch Falkman on. Look at Philadelphia with the Christians praying, and they tried to give them 47 years of peace. I mean, that went to court, folks. We'll be right back with the third hour. We'll take one more call, and let our guests go.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.